I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Boy, we are so happy, and thanks, by the way, for the news update on the half hour. We're so happy as we head into the final half hour to make some time to connect to an old buddy of ours, and he's blaming me for not making contact with him after he reached out to us a few weeks ago. I really don't remember getting the text.
Mike, it happens to me all the time.
I know.
I'm sure it does, Russ. That's all right. I'll get with you. I'll send it again to you later after we get done today, Tim. How's right. that?
On a topic you wanted to talk about weeks ago, that's perfect. The reason we enlisted the help of Mr. Seeley today is because he grew up in the shadows of Yellowstone National Park there in West Yellowstone, and we've been up to visit the family. Hasn't been a while, and I'd love to do it soon with Dad Clyde and the rest of the group. But with a couple of stories this week, one in Yellowstone, one in South Dakota, of a 9-year-old who got thrown in the air by a bison in Yellowstone, and a 16 or 17-year-old boy who had the same thing happen on a hiking trail in South Dakota. It has raised the question and the conversation again about being safe in these areas. And, man, you know these stories, Mike. I mean, year after year, we read these headlines of people who think when they get to Yellowstone, they're headed to a petting zoo. And the incident of the 9-year-old girl, it turns out there was a group of folks, and you see it all the time, park their cars, get out, move within 20 feet. And if the animal doesn't, you know, respond negatively when they're 20 feet away, then they get 15 feet away, and then they get...
Yeah, they start getting closer to them, not just to see how close they can get to it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and so. This is mating season, by the way, when the males get a little aggressive. And as I said on the air this week, I'll always remember Doug Miller saying, you know, when nature is in the urge to merge, things get wonky. And so these things can happen. I'm curious, when you were growing up with your dad, and that was your playground, what kinds of instructions did he give you early on that you carry through to this day?
Well, it was just always just keep a safe distance, you know. I mean, and it was usually the standard was, you know, I mean, you want to stay at least 100 yards back from them if possible. You know, it's a little bit different, like when you're on snowmobiles and they're approaching you. You know, you want to stop and then let them approach you and stuff. But, you know, I mean, in that case, they're making the choice. And, you know, the idea is you're not going to sit there and try and do anything to agitate them or attract any sort of attention to yourself, which unfortunately is what you're doing when you're kind of pursuing them. They're, you know, it's different when they're approaching you versus you approaching them with it. But, I mean, it was always just kind of keep a safe distance and, it was, you know, just don't do anything stupid, you know.
That'd be the key.
That kept us safe a lot. But it was interesting. I went back and I was watching some of the news stories, and the one, I think it was the one in South Dakota, the kid was, like, saying he was a ways away from him and kind of unprovoked with it. He wasn't really approaching him or anything, but the buffalo just kind of turned on him. And, I mean, even from 100 yards away, if they decide that you're a little too close, then they will let you know really fast. You know, I mean, one time I saw a lady at Old Faithful get thrown by a buffalo, and, you know, she was not doing anything that she should not have been doing. You know, she was walking on the walkway, and that buffalo was in the early spring, and that buffalo just decided he wasn't ready to be that close to people yet and walked up behind her and tossed her like a rag doll. And So, you know, like you said, you know, when they, and especially this time of year, when they get the urge to merge, then yeah, things can get to be kind of unpredictable really quick. But, you know, I mean, they're obviously they're the ones who are in charge there when they want to be. They're letting you into their home, their domicile, and if you cross that line, they're gonna let you know.
Mike, do you think that the incidents of this kind of interaction between people and animals have increased proportional to the amount of traffic that's coming into the park, or do you think it's exceeded it? You think that it's unusually high?
I think it's probably. I mean, you know, the numbers, the attendance and stuff has been up the last couple of years. This year, from what I understand, it's down a little bit with it. So I think that it's proportional, I think, you know, to a certain extent. But I think is what is even a bigger byproduct of is just people not having enough experience with the real world, you know, having too much time in a digital world where they can, you know, you can do things and there's no consequences. You get killed in a video game and you just reboot and start over. That's not an option with this necessarily, you know. So I think it's just, and I think that's where a lot of the common sense stuff comes from is just, you know, you have those experiences with them and you say, you know, you have the ability to go, gee, you know what, that animal reacted that way. Maybe he doesn't like me being here, so maybe I should back up a little bit and give him the space that he needs.
You know, I think, Mike Navi here, It's the video, you see.
It is.
Yeah, because, you know, when I talk to the Rangers when I'm up there a lot, and they, we have 20 instances this month, you know. It's 20 times more likely than a bear. We have a buffalo. Buffalo's the big issue. We've had 20 this month. You know, they keep a count. But now they're on video. If you didn't get on video, it just didn't happen anymore. And everybody's carrying phones, so we're just seeing more of it. It's always been the case. There was a Swiss girl one time. She got thrown into the trees, and she tried to sue the park. Well, and the buffalo went over top of her and urinated on her. By the way,
oh my gosh. Well, now we know how the buffalo feels.
Right, because she was trying to get him to stand up for a picture.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so, anyway, so she sued the park, and then the park gave her a citation, which was way more than the suit. So.
You're 100% right. We talked to search and rescue guys, and the reason we have deaths these days, there's plenty of reasons, but one common denominator is people going one step beyond where they should be on a cliff, one step closer to a wild animal than they should in the wild, and it's because they want that photo, they want that video, and now they can post it instantly for the world to see. It becomes this obsession.
And it becomes a pursuit for the likes and the thumbs up and everything else to do it. And so, you know, that's the flip side of it too. You know, you know,
flip is the operative word here.
Common sense, but
you know,
then when they do get it, then when they do have the opportunity, they don't have the common sense, and then things go sideways, and then that's when you wind up calling me up and we talk about these things on the radio.
Yeah, exactly, because you know you say, hey, did you see that guy get flipped down there? Well, down by the lake, the buffalo flipped him. You go, oh, I got video, and now it's different because send that in. Somebody will want to watch that.
Brings a whole new meaning to the flip side, as you said.
Yeah. Well, the solution really is let's get the bison out of the park and move somewhere else, along with the bears, okay?
Flag of Russell here. He's key.
Mike brought up something, though, that I mentioned again on the radio this past week of the experience when Russ was there. Navi's never been on a snowmobile, let alone in a snowmobile in the park.
Right.
But I tell everybody, if you haven't been there in the winter, you've missed a great bucket list experience, even if you've been there in the summer. And on those winter days, when you're sitting on your snowmobile and they come moseying up the road, as you mentioned, you pull as far off to the side as you can, you idle your engines, and you just let them pass. One of my great memories was my son Casey, and he must have been, I don't know, Mike, 5 years old, something like that. Six, maybe, sitting behind me with a helmet and his snowsuit on, and, you know, the helmet didn't fit him very well. The face mask was there, and you could just see his face from time to time below this helmet. But I remember one of those bison comes walking slowly right by us, and I hear this little voice go, Whoa.
Yeah.
And they had no interest in coming after us. They were, you know, that's a tough time of year for them. They're just moving from point A to point B.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, and that's just it. And, you know, you're not going up there to try and provoke them and to try and, you know, high five them or anything like that. I mean, it's, you know, you give respect and get respect, you know, and that's what a lot of people are I don't think they understand that animals need that space and that respect as well with it. Cause yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've never been thrown by a buffalo, but I've been.
It's one of those things you don't want to
before, and it hurts.
It's one of those things you don't want to learn either.
Yeah, exactly. I've been thrown off of horses a couple of times, and that's close enough to me. Yeah. I don't need to get a buffalo hitting me.
Yeah, I got some stories. I haven't told them any of them, but yeah, I had a buffalo chase me a couple times. Gene Cowa had a buffalo chase him. So we've had some pretty close calls. I watched a hippie, as we say, get thrown off a moose. Once. I got lots of stories if you want to do Yellowstone
stories.
Let me
just ask, was there alcohol involved?
I have no idea because I didn't know the hippie. But
was there alcohol involved?
Not. I was just an 8-year-old kid sitting in a boat in the lake watching it happen.
Oh, okay. All right. How do you know he was a hippie? Just
because my grandpa called him a hippie. He says, "Look at that hippie on top of that moose crown." Yeah. And he goes, "What? What?" Boom! And he threw him right off.
All right. Look, we're out of time. Mr. Seeley, I promise I won't ignore your text messages.
So, all right, I'll get back to you, but thanks a lot for the call, the opportunity. It's good to hear from all you guys again. Hey, Nobby, good to hear from you too, buddy.
Say, Mike.
And by the way, if you need your dog trained, and I mean not necessarily as a hunting dog, just an obedient dog, this is the guy to do it. You said business is good, right?
Yeah, no, it's good. Now we're got Borden trains in. We're doing private lessons with it. So, it's great. You know, if you want to take your dog in the outdoors with you, have a great partner with you, give me a holler. We'd be glad to do it. So
tell them how
UtahCaninetraining.com. So
Utah Canine Training. How, and number?
801-508-4135.
All right, let's get together soon.
Cool, we'll do.
All right. We'll take a quick break and finish out the program next. Don't go away. Wrap up the program this week. It is that time of year when, and some people will scratch their heads wondering if it's 100 degrees outside, why we're talking about skiing. First of all, we like to ski. So, you know, we're looking forward to a season. Secondly, if you like to ski, now is the time to take advantage of deals that are going to save you a ton of money on your ski season fun coming up when the snow does fly here in Utah. And to help me sort this out, Jessica Miller is with us from Park City. Hello there.
Hi, Tim. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Before we talk about ski passes for the winter, you're not done with your summer activities yet, right?
No, we are not done. We're actually quite in the swing of things with summer here right now. We have our Park City Mountain Adventure Park is open over near the Park City Main Street Mountain Village here. And then we also have mountain biking. Our Canyon Summer Concerts are still in full swing on Thursdays and Saturdays. And we have some really incredible events coming up, like our Oktoberfest over at Canyons Village around Labor Day. So there's a lot still to be enjoyed. We're really excited about how awesome this summer has been and how green it still is up here in Park City.
Yeah. By the way, this weekend, temperatures are going to be 100 down here, so there's another good excuse to get up in the mountains.
Yeah, come on up, right on up. The weather's kind of perfect up here. I love it so much.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about why people should have these season passes, and particularly the Epic Pass, on their radar, because the savings right now are really incredible. And I go right to the military pass, which many people may not know about, but the price on that I thought was a misprint when I saw it the first time.
It's pretty incredible, Tim. My dad is retired Air Force, and he's taken advantage of this last year and then again this year. And it's $129 for pretty much a full season's pass at Vail Resorts. And what an incredible deal. I think that's cheaper than you can get for a day lift ticket sometimes. So the pass is available to active and retired military and their dependents. So if you have family members and you're in the military, you can also take advantage of it for them. And then you just want to make sure, like you said, Tim, now is the time to take advantage of all these deals, because we do have a deadline coming up September 2nd for guaranteeing the best price on all of our PaaS products. So I know, like you said, it's 100 degrees in Salt Lake, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't start planning ahead for ski season. Take advantage of the deals now, especially with the Epic Pass before September 2nd.
And it's pretty standard in the industry nowadays that if you want to get those kinds of discounts, those kinds of savings on the mountain, you really need to be thinking about it before fall comes around in September. Tell me about the Epic School Kids, because it's a good time to be thinking about that for your young ones too.
Exactly, Tim. Now, this is a program I can't talk about enough. Basically, Epic School Kids provides 5 free days of skiing access at Park City Mountain for Utah kids aged kindergarten through 5th grade. And there really isn't any strings attached. You get 5 free lift tickets. All you have to do is go online and sign your kid up, and then you'll pick up the tickets in advance of the next season, and they get 5 free days of skiing. Plus, let's say your kid has never skied before, they want to take a lesson. If you're a never-ever skier, you can come up and take a lesson and get a free rental equipment. So a free lesson, free rental equipment, and 5 free days of skiing. So that's Epic School Kids Utah. You can go online and sign your kids up today, and it's such an incredible deal. If you're not doing it, you're missing out. I mean, the mountains are right in our backyard, and we love hosting the kids, and the smiles on their faces when they get to experience a mountain is pretty incredible. So 5 free days of skiing, Epic School Kids Utah, and you can sign up online today.
Yeah, EpicPass.com also has information on that, I think, don't they?
They do. That's actually probably the best resource for everyone to check out. Just go to epicpass.com, and then you can find out all the details about the different passes, as well as a specific page for Epic School Kids Utah. You can learn a little bit more about the program and then also sign your child up via that website.
We only have a couple of minutes left here, but I'm going to save some folks some search time because there's a couple of new things. First of all, Snow Basin and Sun Valley are both on the Epic Pass this year.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, Tim, I'm so excited. I love skiing both of those resorts. They're so fun. So if you get the full Epic Pass, you're going to get 7 days each at both of those resorts. And then if you get the Locals Pass, you get a few less days. I believe it's 2 days at each resort, which is still a fantastic deal. And like I said, Snow Basin, Sun Valley, like what incredible, beautiful resorts. Great opportunity to take advantage of that, as well as skiing pretty much a season's pass with at Park City Mountain as well. So really great options.
Yeah, here's the other thing. You can save like 50% off window ticket prices with another new feature called the Epic Day Pass. If you don't want to buy a season's, you can buy, 1 through 7 days, I think, and just say, yeah, I think I'm going to ski Vail Resorts maybe 4 or 5 times, so I'm going to buy 4 days.
Totally, and this is completely new, like you said, this year, and it basically, we're trying to give Epic to everyone. So if you're only thinking, oh, I think I'll do 3 days, I think I'll do 4, I don't want the full Epic Pass, jump on that Epic Day Pass. You don't have to specify your days in advance. There are a couple different options, like if you're doing holidays versus a non-holiday, but basically you go on, think about the amount of days you want to ski next season, and if you don't want to go for the full Epic or the Epic Local, go for that Day Pass. You're going to save 50% off those window ticket prices. It's just all about planning ahead and then having a great season when winter hits.
As Jess said, don't doodle or doddle. now's the time to be thinking about your winter, and I know you've got as a target date on the calendar November 22nd. We'll keep our fingers crossed on that. As always, Jessica Miller, thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Tim. I'm excited to see everyone up here on the mountain on November 22nd.
I know. I'm looking forward to it, too, although I don't want summer to be over just yet.
Yeah, you and me both.
But also thinking about wintertime. Again, it's epicpass.com.